cold water and hot air. Those were the issues up for debate at the Sitka Assembly on Tuesday night, as members discussed the Blue Lake Hydro Project, home heating systems, and how to manage the city's electric future. Utility Director Chris Bruton had proposed a new rebate program for residents who switch their home heating systems from diesel stoves or boilers to energy-efficient, electric-powered heat pumps. His goal, he said, was to encourage people to migrate from fuel-based systems to electric ones and increase the city's electricity sales.
The purpose is to really try to manage your system load most effective way. So that's why we're actually encouraging more electric use, less fuel use, to generate additional revenue.
With the expansion of the Blue Lake Dam, the city will have more hydroelectric generating capacity, and it needs to sell more of that electricity right away to pay back the costs of the project, Bruton said. The rebate would have offered homeowners $1,000 towards the cost of a heat pump system. The systems themselves cost between $3,000 and $6,000, Bruton said. The full program would have cost the city about $50,000, but Bruton said Sitka would have earned that back in increased electricity sales within a year and a half. Several assembly members started the night supporting the rebate, arguing that heat pumps are more energy efficient than other home heating systems and will make good use of Sitka's new hydroelectric capacity. But Assemblymember Mike Reif disagreed.
I don't think we need to jumpstart this program. This program is jumping all over.
Reif argued that the city doesn't need to encourage people to switch to heat pumps because the market incentive is already there. Reif himself took advantage of an earlier city rebate program a few years ago to install a heat pump. He told KCAW that the rebate was a good idea at the time because the systems were relatively new and people didn't understand how they worked. Now, he said, it simply isn't necessary.
I basically reduced my yearly consumption from $6,100 a year in buying oil and then subtracting what we're paying for electricity now and so forth. I'm basically saving $3,800 a year. I'm paying back those two units in 2 years. That's an incentive. That's a huge incentive. That's driving this market.
But the larger issue, Reif said, is that he isn't sure the city should be encouraging more electricity use in the first place. According to projections from 2011, the city was on track to outgrow the capacity of even the expanded Blue Lake Dam by about 2025. That estimate is likely out of date, but Reif said the city needs a strategy to make sure it doesn't exceed the Blue Lake capacity. Otherwise, Sitka will have to look at hydroelectric projects, like a dam at DeKalb's Lake, that are prohibitively expensive.
Blue Lake was our biggest construction project ever. The cat is going to blow that right out of the water. You hear $400 million, $500 million, $500 million. And those aren't unrealistic numbers. We can't afford it. I think as a community, as an assembly, we should start talking about a strategy of how we're going to control our demand.
Bruton agreed that in the long term, the city needs to manage its electricity demand, but he said that has to be balanced in the short term with the need to pay back the costs of the Blue Lake project.
The other part that I'm deeply concerned about is what I call our utility death spiral. If our rates start going so high that people are forced to conserve, I mean, to the point of sitting in the cold with a blanket wrapped around them because they can't pay it, then our sales go down and we have to ratchet up the rates again, and it's a death spiral.
The assembly was split on the issue. Deputy Mayor Matt Hunter spoke for several members when he said he wished he could vote both ways.
Well, I walked in here convinced this was the best idea, and now I wish I didn't have to make a decision here in the next couple minutes.
In the end, only member Ben Mayasato voted yes, saying he thought the rebate would help many people in town. The proposal failed 6-1. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.